freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rex, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at Revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Oh, yeah. It's back.
Hello.
It could be the worst nightmare ever to see again.
Was that for us?
Good. Everything's for us. Yes, the world is our oyster. It's the answers with so why not, of course, in Scott. And it is like our oyster, isn't it? I think that means pearls, right?
I don't know. I can't hear what you're saying.
Oh no, except that already.
No, I'm not sure if you're mumbling or I'm just going test because I'm old. It's probably me.
But it's going to get like that. A couple of old people don't even know what the problem is.
What was that? What did you say? Oh.
We'll try and correct each other for 2 hours.
No, I'll pay attention. I'm not sure.
Just study what it's like.
I'll try to pay attention. I was drifting right off the bat.
Yeah, right. You could pay attention after all the attention you paid.
Trust me, I paid.
Oh, that's what we're here for, right? To show how you shouldn't pay attention anymore.
Folks, don't pay attention to me.
Actually, we don't get any attention, do we?
Well.
If everybody else gets attention, maybe we should pay attention.
I'll pay attention. I'm paying attention right now. I am like hanging on to every word.
Right.
Oh, God, that's
trying to fool the audience here.
no attention to that flicking lighter.
Yes. Don't pass that test.
I know.
This is not the highest council.
I say it is the highest council now. On the taking that level.
It's that way. It is a tough climb.
It's all positive. You know, anything that you know, helps with the quest of peace and love and, you know, world peace and the answers. You know,
stop sitting for the rest of my life. Is that the answer?
Well, I think if everyone got high, if everyone smoked pot or found something, you know, first of all, I just want to say, really, drugs should be legal. You know, it should be across board legal, and if people needed like psychological help, it should be available. But enough of incarcerating people for drugs and things. I
just doing psychology.
Every drug they told you was bad and this and that. Turns out, you know, I mean, look at mushrooms and look at weed. It all turns out to be beneficial to society and the people's mental state of mind and how. I'm just saying, everything is useful. So
of course, moderation, right? It's all good for you if it doesn't kill you.
Exactly.
You'll definitely learn something.
Oh, I want to say hello to a special listener out there. Well, hi, Jarek, if you're listening. I want to say hello to a special listener if you're listening. You know who you are. You know who you are.
Here we go again. Couple of lost souls. Fish bowl. Right.
Year after year. Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to talk about that. But before we get heavy, who knows if we get like deep in heaven?
I mean, heavy.
We are right.
The weight on my soul is so heavy. Let's get heavier.
All around. Right on.
Before we do.
Go on.
Huh? No, I don't want to get heavy. I don't like that.
She's so boom, 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 boom. Heavy. She's so heavy. No, I really, I love you, dear. I don't mean it like that. It's not about that. It's about
explanation you got for that.
I wasn't talking about you. I'm talking about
who was it then that you're talking about? You never get the right answer. That's the problem.
I remember
use it against you.
He called me fat. No, I didn't. I didn't say that.
It's all right, you take it. You know how men and women are the opposites. It's not our fault. Misunderstood.
I love preaching at the people online. Like, you know, if I get the opportunity, like women are cats and men are dogs, but in a good way.
Yeah, right. You could explain that to.
I can. I can explain. I'm the expert on like relationships. I'm like the expert on women, on women's psychology. I can answer your questions, ladies.
Yeah. I can tell you from experience what I went through.
And I can just guess and get it right most of the time. So.
Are we that simple, really?
I could break it down to simple. Let's see, sexuality, food, and sleep.
Do you think you have that in the next world? Like you live forever? Do you have to give up sex too?
I would think it wouldn't make a difference at that point. Without a physical body.
Well, you got other things to pay attention to, is that why?
Music. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be trapped. My trap. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be in a musical bubble. It's gonna be all about music because I'm just like infatuated with it.
Well, They do have trumpets on the Angels, right?
I've seen that painting. It looks good. I mean, it would be a cool. It would be a cool.
Angels trumpet. They do have other instruments, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna go for the guitar or the. I wouldn't mind being in a choir. I kind of wish I was in a choir now. Looking back. Yeah. Because you can get lost in the cosmic, just reality of it.
Spirituality of it.
Yeah. Get carried away in a tune any day. Oh, I got my first China, my first friend from China, off my music thing.
You're breaking the barrier.
I got 91 countries. I just got. It could be more. I don't know. I'm a little confused, but nonetheless. It's like in the 90s. Well,
maybe you'll solve the world's problem, you know, or loving each other.
We've talked about that for years and years. I always thought the Beatles were part of the solution. You know, if you love the Beatles, you're probably on your way. You know, to world peace.
Well, they had a good sense of life, and everything's like a cycle anyway. And it's like we're repeating the same kinds of. Went through back to New York.
Yeah, I mean,
and the world needs a change again.
Like I was like, what are you saying? Like, if we go back, like, what was 2000? And let's see, I'm not sure, but we go back 2000 years, right? And so when Jesus was walking the earth, were the people feeling that vibe? Was it more of a revolution, rebellion against Rome? And was it more of like a kick in the ass to the Jewish religion? And was it more of
it's
a like
the same?
Or was it the feeling of were they walking around with a buzz? Like, what's that buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's that buzz? Was that feeling of love? You know, and sharing feelings and sharing everything. I'm just wondering if it was based on the same kind of.
I don't think man or the value of life has changed much since the caveman. You know, you kind of stated right there in the beginning, you know, the different interests of life. You know, it's not that many, right? Like food, sex, breathing.
Yeah, I left out like passion for like a hobby or something. I mean, who knows what? I mean,
next play, you always got to find something to do in between, like.
That's, there'll be no need for hunger. There'll be no need for lust, you know, and sex drive. There'll be no need for food, sex, and I don't know, possessions. You know, there won't be a need for countries. That's for sure. That's why that song "Imagine" is so awesome.
The next life or something, or here.
Well,
so you can't take stuff with you, but if you can, like in the next life. Stuff together, maybe you don't need anything to take with you.
Well, maybe you put it together in this life. That's the mission.
Well, I think you do. I think it's kind of the same deal. It's like here you have something solid to play with and, you know, kind of whittle it down. But there you can just take the elements and put them together. So it's kind of like, you know, things are a little different. But I like to think of it like if you live forever in the next world, that's the best place to be. You know, like you wouldn't want to come back to this if this is only 100-year life. It wouldn't be the best, right? You would think that forever has all the potential.
I personally don't believe in reincarnation, but I've had so many ghost experiences, or should I say supernatural experiences. I know we talk. It could be ET. It could be demons. Who knows what the hell it is. But anyway,
they never gotten out of here.
I mean, I feel like I know where I'm going, so that's all cool. And so if I could come back and do this again, knowing what I know now, well, that would be a treat, man. I would actually be able to help benefit, like, I'd be like Tesla, except I would go about it the right way this time. I would use the tech media and everything else to advance, you know, like free energy and all the great stuff without getting
anybody
worn out.
Would get it right.
Yeah.
They remember, right?
Yeah. You hope. Maybe some people would use it to the diaphragm.
Well,
wouldn't the problem be if you come back and you get it wrong the second time and then you got to do it over on purpose? You know, like,
well, if you get it wrong the second time, you're doing it on purpose if you get it wrong the second time. You're
said if you remember, but what if you can't remember because of this reincarnation thing? It wipes your memory. Yeah, you know? I find that the problem, because if you wipe the memory, then you don't have to, it's like forgiving your sins. You don't have to make up for anything you did wrong in the last.
Yeah, but didn't we both figure out, like, killing things wasn't cool when you were young? Maybe that's like a memory just, like, sparked from the past life, well, if there are past
lives. I think it's when you pay attention to what it feels like. Like, some kids don't think about how it feels. They just, you know, enjoy the power or whatever.
Oh, can I bring up on cat news? Cat update?
Yeah. So you're petting the cats with it?
Well, no. Well, the black cat has now come out into the middle room, into the dining room, into the window, and is hanging at the window, and is putting up with me, walking by and saying hi. You know, so that's a long way from under this cabinet, under this thing in the kitchen, which is freaky. So the cat's coming out and then hides, but it's coming out, so it's just a matter of time, and I'm just being patient. And like, once again, they're saved. The black cat, now I found a history, they took it in from outside, so don't know. And the gray cat is elusive. I catch that cat in the twilight of dawn and dusk, and it's usually, I know where it's at now. It's in the arts and craft room. Yeah. So much junk in there. Oh man, but that's where she's at. But the black, but they communicate because the black cat's hanging in that room every once in a while, you know, because I see it come out. But still,
actually, I was thinking maybe they think you're strange, and that's what the problem is.
Well, they would be right.
Like, I never seen a human like this before.
I try to sing them all the time. What's new, pussycat? What's new, pussycat?
That's what the problem is. just like that word, right?
Well, am I going back now? Am I having a flashback to when me and my first bestest friend in the whole world was, this is like 1965, 66. To think that I even knew this stuff in that year of 66, right? His sister had one of those little turntables, a little box, you know. Remember those little 45 players? Anyway, put the 45 on. She had the 45. So it had a little volume button, a little volume knob on it. So this song would be going, whoa, 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 what's new, pussy? What's new, pussy? Whoa, what's new, pussy? We just turned the volume down, and we were just laughing. And sister got pissed off. We had three sisters.
Skipping that spot?
No. As it got to that spot, we were turning the volume knob down. Well, whatever. That's a good memory. That's funny.
I think things have changed a lot. But I do think that we're back to the same cycle again. You know, like the way they play us and the way things cycle and stuff. Like every so many years. Every 100 years we go through the same thing.
See, everything for me is based on music. And it's like, I hear lots of music, I think, you know. But it's like, but I keep on seeing these rappers come up, like in commercials and stuff. And I'm not seeing the peace and love, man. I'm actually getting I'm still getting that, like, sense of, like, violence and, like, in your face, like don't, like, get out of my way. I would have to
add to that, since we were coming up with music, they've been trying to corrupt what actually gets out. You know, like it's usually what the system wants you to hear instead of what the group wants you to hear. You know, so up until now, you know, like for like advertising and stuff, it's been a game too. But like rap and stuff, they're gonna pick what they want to, you know, push. And this whole world is being pushed right now with like paying attention. You know, like the guy's throwing all the levers behind the curtain and he wants you to stay focused on him because he might figure out what's going on besides all the shit that they're putting in front of him.
Me thinks more people know what's going on than don't. I always come back to like...
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Yeah, if you're paid by a political party or you've got a relative or friend that has a job because someone got a job through political party, which runs into the 20, 30 millions of people, then it becomes a different ballgame. Now it's about money and greed again. So
if everybody you know is working for the government, we have a problem in America.
Right. We do have a problem in America because of that.
And the corporation is the second thing you don't want to be working for.
Because I have to laugh because my mom worked for the government. She was getting a freaking paycheck off of taxpayer money, and they got me a job, right? So I worked there a couple of years, and it's like I could have just been a, you know, an alcohol hanging. Yeah, I could have just been hanging
good
out.
Pay.
Good yeah. pay. I was making better paying people with real jobs, working for the township. I mean,
and
no
better
offense,
benefits.
Great benefits. Yeah.
And so the problem is you can't do anything except what you're told. It's all about procedure. So as the government gets bigger, we start losing our lives.
Well, all I knew is it's pretty hard to lose that kind of job when it's political. And I knew who I was voting for. I was always told who I was voting for, and I was always reminded that you got me the job.
Exactly.
You know, and it's like I was always like, exactly. So that's how it works.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's the whole point. You know how it works. So if everybody knows how it works, why wouldn't we come up with something new? That's what happens when you figure out how it works. The magic trick don't work anymore.
Well, that's because there's people on the outside, there's people on the inside, and that's where the real...
But we know that.
But are
we know that there's insiders. We know that there's like pay to play. We know how it all works. And nobody wants to be like, like you don't want to lose your soul in something you don't even, you know, you wouldn't want to participate in. It's hard enough getting out of bed to go to work for somebody else. And then you find out later you're doing something that corrupts you, you know, and you don't even want to be that way. You know, like supporting war and stuff, and you realize that, you know, like religion and government really isn't, you know, allowed to kill people and stuff. They're not allowed to control the world, control the people. But you don't make up a bunch of rules just because you want everybody to follow the rules. And usually, you know, like you work it so you don't need any rules because everybody's happy.
Yeah, religion and government are a corrupt capitalism because they're just like taking tax money or donations or tithes, and they're putting it and they're actually I believe this, and they're skimming the top. And so there's a capitalism part of it. You know, the higher you go up, the more you know about the copper, and the more ways you know how to manipulate it to your advantage. So,
right, like right now they're doing all this green energy and giving out contracts and. If you think about it, anybody should be able to get those contracts. But do you think me and you could get a contract to build, you know, electric bikes or something?
No, but if I walked into City Hall with $100,000, you know, maybe it's only $10,000, maybe it's only $20,000, I don't know. But if I sat there and gave the right person the money, I'm getting that contract, and now
It shouldn't work that way. Shouldn't it be about who you know and how much you have?
If I get a 5-year contract and I know I'm going to be making freaking $500,000 for the next 5 or 10 years, I'd be glad to give you $10,000 every year in your pocket.
And that's what would happen.
Right.
We would put all our friends to work too.
And put that yes, and now I'm building a little power base, and now I'm saying, like, all these people are voting
like
for you, man.
Just like our uppity ups, we end up like them because that's what they show us they do.
Does Harry Fox?
And then you get in too deep. Go ahead.
Does Harry Fox, Fox or Fox ring a bell? Harry Fox.
I don't know.
Well, he was Harry a payola Fox. Guy. Yeah, Harry Fox. He got himself on the council in a township we grew up in, right? And long story short, he was the guy who collected all the trash in Bristol Township. He also rented that building to Buddy's dad.
So that guy was
was sitting there on that freaking whatever they called that board. My mom she used to take us. She was a stenographer. She used to take minutes. Yeah. For all the board meetings, all the township stuff and stuff. So
she saw all the stuff.
I got to meet all these people. This one guy gave me a coin collection. I mean, it was a great honor. I'm talking like large cent pennies and Indian head pennies and Buffalo. I mean, yeah. Some of those people. So I knew these people in a way. I mean, I was young, but I still knew them when I got old.
Your mom used to get red roses all the time.
Well, from your relative, who was another one of those contractor type of guys. He loved my mom. He used to give her flowers. My mom despised me because of him and his freaking. Anyway, my mom obviously was efficient. So. I don't think he would go for my mom, but you never know. Well, I heard his name in my house. I heard his name in my house, and then you show up with his daughter. I'm thinking, well, that's the creator talking. There's something going on here.
There's always a lot going on. You don't know why.
The signs that you look back on and you see a lot, and I can build upon it. I'll take a whole show through that to what it all means, but he's definitely a big part of it.
Well, the funny thing is, he's probably sitting around listening to us right now. Talking about
hey, Mike!
He's still stuck here trying to figure out what he did to all of us.
I never sucked on that exhaust pipe. Maybe next life.
You actually had two brain cells, you told me. Yeah, he had some interesting words.
Oh, yeah. He had charisma.
He's one of my favorites.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. He's up there with, like, Yosemite Sam and stuff like that. He's
young, too, so he taught us a lot. Not to work for.
I'll say I never realized in real life people kick people in the ass when they're on their hands and knees. I mean, I watched that through one of those scopes, landscape, whatever you call them things, scopes.
Yeah, I get that. You're being taught landscape.
I said, wow, I can do that. If I'm the boss, I can kick somebody in the ass for real. Holy crap. That's a real pro. Yeah, what do you call that thing I was looking for?
I don't know what that's called. I think it's called a telescope.
But it was funny. Hey, and Ron's listening. Remember, Ron, I was in there smoking a joint, looking through the thing. Timmy will kick you in the ass.
And he's getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, I know. I'm laughing.
That was the best part of that job.
Oh, Ron said, Ron, it doesn't really want to come on, but he's... But he is on Skype, and he's sending me a message. So let's see what Ron has to say. He says lots of things. He says, we are a minuscule grain of sand in this galaxy, and there are countless more of them out there. Mind-boggling. True. This will only take a minute here, not even. We are focused on human-manufactured, divisive bullshit when we should be devoting more resources to science and exploring space and protecting this planet. The greed-driven oligarchs need to be gone, eliminated, and reasonable people should be running the world. In other words, scientists with empathy and all truism. Wow.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I cannot.
I think most of us know that it's time for something that works. Like these people, you put them in power and they actually do the wrong thing on purpose, you know, so that they can get away with more. And now we know how that works, you know, so it's really hard for them. Like you see how much they're lying now, that they can't cover up all their mistakes. They can't get their way anymore. But we're realizing that, you know, we're the ones that have all the power. Like, here's an interest. What? We have empathy for them?
No, empathy. That's what the world needs. It's like empathy. People have.
Oh, yeah.
It should have. And we should.
But why don't we have that?
We do. Every one of us has that in his life. I mean, the Birdman of Alcatraz was in love with the bird, right? I mean.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, people are harder than birds.
So everyone has empathy.
Well, I think what it is it's like you're like made to need other people somehow, and we don't want to have any needs, you know, like just the fact that, you know, you freeze to death in the winter and stuff, you know, like you got lots of needs that, you know, like we've got ways around them, but how do you get away from like being needy, you know, like you got to depend on something. Like a house in the winter or something. Well, you know, like, how do you get past all that?
Less people helping people, putting up a house.
Well, yeah, but, you know, like, we all have houses now, but the problem now is the price of a house, you know, and if they wanted to raise the price, it's like, what can we do about it, you know? So the cost of living, you know, it costs your wages and stuff. The fact that you have to work for these people and you get no choices, you have to do what you're told or you don't have enough work. You know, so it's all this like pay to play in a way. You know, like you gotta, I don't know, give to get a little bit even. It's not like you're like the corporation where you can just take in all the profits from the people that work for you. You know, like, this is more like who gets to be the one at the top taking all that extra.
I have an answer, and it's going to be a life-changing situation for many, many, many people because it's going to be living in groups. A stupid example, probably, but it's like if you take a house, like you take a house in Levittown, they want, like, what, $1,500 a month to rent for that, you know, who can help you afford that? Anyway, so you get, like, 10 people to chip in, right? And they rent that house or they buy a house, right?
Yeah.
And they just collectively just save their money or they educate themselves or and they get supplies. They buy a chunk of land up in the Adirondacks or out in some wooded area or someplace. I'm just saying someplace that's really, really rural. And there you go. You either build or you have built for you, and you start putting an infrastructure together, and then you plan on. Just saying, it could take generations, a couple of generations. But if people really wanted to change it, they could. I'm just saying, well, could self maintain. Mm-hmm. But that's what Jeff told. That's the end of like, you know, sitting like for me. I sit here and I walk upstairs, come into the red room, and it's like. Won't be any more of that, you know, won't be a lot of privacy. But then again, when you're in a rural area, you can always walk for like, you know, 500 something and have some peace of mind. This big lifestyle change, so it would be for me too, because I'd be sharing with many people. But I think people will survive. RG is calling me. But if I pick it up, that would drop you, right?
Yeah, you'll put us on. Well, you'll put you on pause on this. You'll answer him, but he probably wants to call in. But we're not really doing guests, are we?
No, I was saying I might. You know, I was thinking of bringing him on, but I don't know. I'm looking to see.
About the second hour or something. Right? I I think what's going on right now is it's time for a reset, and they're playing all these other cards, you know, like to confuse us. Like the cost of living is way too high right now. And I think what it is to frustrate everyone, to get everybody in a bad mood and to kind of cut down the population. You know, like if we were all happy, we'd probably be having more children or something if we could.
I mean, you know, I was always skeptical about this, or trying to cut the population, but I don't know. It's like when you listen to Bill Gates, I mean, the people that have some kind of power
over these
like,
numbers
are saying things like this. You know, they're saying things like this. Then they're probably thinking that. So you actually should take it serious, things like that. You shouldn't just scoff at people, you know. If you got some guy standing on the corner saying, like, you know, the end is near, you might laugh and say, like, here, buddy, here's 20. But, I mean, if somebody, like, owns, like, part of the infrastructure of the world is saying, like, well, you know, the end is near, folks, you just might want to...
Yeah, you're not going to enjoy it anymore.
You might want to think about how to take that person out before they accomplish their diabolical mission. So if they want to warn you, then you should take heed.
I think they're laughing at us because they've got so much power. They don't think that you can just take the one person out. You know, like right now, they're pushing us into war, and nobody wants war. Nobody wants to spend all our money on war, and that's our biggest budget right now. And a lot of our infrastructure could be, you know, like newer by now. Like we've got technology that would just be incredible for like getting around and stuff. We haven't even, you know, like changed the gas engine in a long time. So we've got all these potentials that nobody's getting the time to spend on. You know, because they keep us so busy worrying about everything and, you know, what can happen to us next. So, you know, like what kind of let's just put it this way. What kind of a system would keep you busy and keep you from your potential? You know, instead of giving you any potential that you have, like, you know, like if it was your child, you would give them every potential to grow. So, you know, like if your government or your religions or your God is not really teaching you anything, just telling you, wait and see, you know, like,
yeah,
what kind of life is it that they've set up?
I don't know, man. I want to bring Ron on for a couple minutes because I
think it'll last that long.
I've seen Sarge's act and Two Feathers act for like years, so let's see Ron for a couple minutes. So let's see what he says. See if we'll pick it up. If you don't pick it up,
see if we can handle the laugh.
I want to see how long it'll last.
I'll leave it up to you. See how much patience you have.
Yeah, I don't really know how to do it, but whatever.
You just add them to the call. You say add people at the bottom. There's a plus there. I could do it if you don't.
It says invite. Oh, add people. There you go. Add people. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. Add. Boom. So it says call.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like a technical wizard. All right. Well, how about that? Ronald Dupril. From Levittown, a fellow Levittonier, Levittown. None of us are left in Levittown. How you doing?
Yeah, I told you the computer messed up my last name, so it's Dupel.
Well, I didn't advertise that to the CIA and the FBI and
Yeah, now they know who we are too.
We
know you.
I don't think there's any question on whether they know who you are or who I am, so it doesn't really matter. I just wanted to get rid of that R and make it an E, but my computer is not letting me do it, apparently.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what's on your mind?
Wait, for the folks out there, just want to anyone listening here, the millions and millions of people listening, that us three all met back in elementary school. So that's how far we go back. We go back like 60 years, man. 60 years we go back on.
60 for me.
Yep, sir.
55 years. Okay. I just wanted to say it. So we go back a long way. We're from Levittown. Probably all brainwashed likewise. So here we go.
Really, we could set up one of those online funds for urns for our ashes pretty soon.
Put all our ashes in a pile somewhere.
Oh, that's good.
What's left over of Levittowners?
Really, left of town. Well, left of town is for me and you, Tony. Well, actually, Scott's left it too. He's in Morrisville, so yeah, we all left it.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what it was all about. It was to kind of watch everybody and then track you through life. And it was all an experiment.
I can't track Tony like Hardy. Tony Hardy disappeared.
I do remember.
Oh, wow, Tony Hardy, man. Oh my, Tony Hardy.
What do you mean by disappear?
He used to say, "Rape Bogey, my son." What was that joke?
No, that was Jeff Worth. Tony used to say, "Don't shit on my fresh salad."
Okay.
That's what I have to remind people at the pizza place. And they cut a pizza. They cut it on the same knife.
No. He would say if somebody said shit, he would say not on my fresh salad. But that was one of his things. And he used to call himself a tough motherfucker from Peony Road.
Oh. There we go. That's one. There we go. He has had a lot of weight.
He certainly did have a lot of weight, yeah. He's probably dead now, I'm guessing. I can't find him online. No how. No way.
Was his sister hot, man? Oh, my God. Sister was the hottest thing walking around. She was right out.
Yeah, Lynn Hardy. Yeah, and Jill didn't turn out bad either. I saw her later.
I don't remember her, but I know that one was like, and then she was with that guy, Nod.
Yeah, Nod's, actually his name was Don Schooley.
Wow, what do you got? A bachelor ribbon or something?
But no, he turned it into a Nod because he kept nodding off all the time with his buddies, so they called him Nod. But his real name was Don.
Her name was Nikhil, but she called herself Lil.
Yeah, whatever.
It's Nancy.
Just trivia. Sorry, I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Good stuff. I'm picturing her in those tight blue jeans and with the blue bow tie on her, with that little half miserable blouse or something.
And you're talking about Lynn. Lynn was a hottie. She was hot, yeah.
I was talking.
I wonder if she disappeared too.
She was like 2 years older than us. There was cops were involved in everything up at the party house one time because apparently some guy from Pumpkin Hill was screwing Lynn, but she was supposedly dating Nod, and it would turn into a big, like, I don't know what happened actually, but it was cops were called.
Yeah, that jerk screwed my girlfriend from high school when I left her in Florida. He tapped her for a while.
Who?
The same guy with Nod's story. He was much older than her, too. So it sounds about right. Well, he...
Oh, well. I mean, does that sort of thing happens? I mean, people have sex with all kinds of other people that have sex, and whatever. We're just horny people.
I know. Ain't that the truth?
Well, that's normal, right? It's like, you know, it's part of life.
Yep.
Well, I'm just saying. I didn't think I'd have to think of that. That guy. That's the same freaking guy.
Isn't that kind of our interest in life? Is all these great stories?
His name Wolf. Something Wolf was his name was something Wolf, right?
Wolf. No, I don't know of a Wolf. Yeah.
His last name was Wolf.
No.
He was on Pumpkin Hill.
No. Nope. There was like brothers. There was more than one of them. I forget their last name though. I think eventually it'll come to me, but I can't think of it right now.
The Hardy Brothers.
No.
it's a Nippy the Lion and Hardy Arnold.
This is like Leavittown is what happened.
Not sure. I wish I stayed at town. I would have liked to. I didn't mind Levittown at all.
I visit it all the time. I go to Positively Records. Love that place. And
they're still there, even after it, yeah. Mitch, who takes care of the counter? Is his?
No, she's. Wait, what's her name? Oh my God, Suzanne. Remember, Suzanne was her name. Suzanne.
Yeah.
Suzanne. Suzanne.
No, I would say Suzanne. Whatever. But anyway,
and she would correct me.
Oh well, she didn't correct me. Actually, I was drunk one night and I caught her up and I tried to get her to come to meet me. I'm horrible.
All right, I had the same thought, you know, and that's why her husband used to like give me the looks because I always had the hots for her.
Me too. He was a dick when it came to prices. I'd buy shit for like $50 and then when I needed to send it back, when I lost my job, when I sold it back to him, he gave me pittance. Pissed me off. Whatever. I don't miss him.
And this is somebody you know pretty well.
Oh, I know his business practices. I didn't really know him well. Yeah. I was nice to him.
It was just business to me. And actually, it was just loving the Beatles. He got the greatest stuff, man. Yeah, he got the colored vinyl. He got everything from everywhere, and he just had connections, man, up in New York. So he got the greatest.
Had connections, but I can't really say them. I mean, I'm not a big Beatles fan like you, that's for sure. They have good songs, but. I mean, I'm open to all kinds of stuff, even newer stuff, and you don't apparently have that ability. You're kind of stuck in an era.
I am. I'm stuck in the 60s. I love the 60s, man. 60s music in the early 70s, up to 70s. So I love from 56 to 75.
And I'm guessing you never even heard of St. Vincent.
Is that like some TV soap opera thing?
No. Annie Clark. She used to play in Polyphonic Spree for a brief time before she broke out on her own. And now she did a really great rendition of some Nirvana song on her tribute album. She's really talented. She has her own guitar made by Ernie Ball, I think. It's special shape. It's pretty neat looking, but whatever. She's talented, and she has some good songs. And I'm sure you never listened to them. And you probably never listened to... Nancy Griffith, kind of countryish, but folkish. But
I'll bet you never heard of Jerick Cummings, I believe his name is. This guy is so talented, man, and he's just one of the guys that I met online. And
is he the weirdo with the banjo?
He's not that crazy guy. This guy is like really good, man. Talented, talks about peace and love and answers. You know, so what are the people you're naming, right? What are they doing for, like, peace and love and answers to world problems?
I don't think they're doing anything about that. They're
like the Beatles. Paying
attention to their own lives. And they do know what's up politically and all that sort of thing. And most, except for maybe Ted Nugent and Kid Rock and shit like that, are all right-wing and all. But most musicians have their heads screwed on straight. So, yeah, and they don't, you know, I'm sure they don't fall in.
I don't know.
A lot of people, you know, like you get to know a lot of people. And like, you know, certain types of businesses like truck drivers and things and bartenders and stuff, they really get to know what life is like because you get to know the people.
Do they? I have a nephew, Bobby, who drives a truck, and he's a fucking right-wing idiot to the top.
Hey,
you gotta watch that word. That's like twice now to count.
What?
I should be throwing you off the air.
Did I say the F word? I'm sorry. I'll try not to.
Yeah, please.
How do you get through a day at work, man, without waking up, getting tired?
Oh, you know, it's hard. It's hard, but exactly. I manage.
He gets paid not to do it, but now he's not getting paid.
I'm not getting paid now, but that's how I talk. But, yeah, I do say inappropriate things to the people online. If they're cranky and stuff, I'm cranky back, and I'm surprised I get away with it.
So
why do you bother with that stuff?
Why? Because it's money, Tony. It's money. That's why. That's the only reason.
What, to comment online or something?
No, it's my job. I have to do tech support for Costco.
Oh yeah, your job. I love that. That's funny.
So I have to be polite, and I probably have to work till I'm dead. So I have to try to keep my brain alive until it's time to put a bullet in my head, you know?
Well, that's depressing.
Yeah, but it's
realistic.
Life,
it's what?
It's a good life. What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? Because I haven't gotten laid in 15 years. Well, that's one thing. And plus, I fucking hate Florida.
Oh, that's three times.
Sorry.
But, you know, like, isn't that like, you know, something going on with the way the world is right now? It's not really you or me.
It's me. I should have, like, developed, like, a more pushy personality when I was younger, but I just never really did. My father never really supported me as a male. Growing up, like he would just not, he was discouraging all the time. And I didn't really get a good sense of, I don't know, how to live in the world. And, you know,
but
I had a sister and a mother.
Not you. Right.
Well,
my,
it is
my
me.
Point is
that's how I turned out.
Like, what if it was, you know, like the situation that we went through, like Levittown and stuff. You know, like when you think about it, it's not the best place to bring up children, like in a controlled environment with the government, you know, at your neck trying to figure out.
I think it was a great place to grow up. Had a crick, had sports.
It depends. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to play sports, so that was one sticking point in my life, and I wasn't allowed to join the Boy Scouts. And I had nobody would take me.
But that's what I'm trying to say is, I'm trying to say it's like, you know, the way things went, you know, like the things you went through,
you
know,
for you,
it might put you in it.
For you personally. But other people had different experiences. It depends on your parents.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not you. I'm trying to say we're all a product of the environment that we came up in, you know, like what it was like when we got here and stuff.
Yeah, nature and nurture. And I think nurture has a lot to do with how you turn out. And I see that other people say, oh, pull yourself up by the bootstraps and whatnot. Yeah, well, when you're given an inferiority complex from the get-go, then that's kind of
exactly.
hard.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. I'm getting at, like, we were kind of psychologically evaluated in a Levittown environment.
And manipulated.
You know,
Levittown has
nothing
to do with
it. Yeah, they tried all kinds of... No, I'm just joking about that.
Levittown wasn't a bad place to live. I mean, there was lots of good people living there, lots of fun things to do and stuff. But if you didn't really, if you weren't prepared for dealing with other people by your parents, then you were kind of at a disadvantage. And a lot of people didn't really realize that you should, if people pick on you, you got to like hit them harder and that kind of stuff.
That was me from 4 years old up. Always, it was always like a fight. it was a fast fight or brood for a day or two, and then it was a fight. So every kid was like that, pretty much, I think. Every kid would... Is that my wrong, guys? Were you guys ready to beat somebody up?
For a while, I was into wrestling and violence and stuff like that, but after a while, listening to my dad, like, putting me down all the time, I kind of, like, I think he fucked me up. So, he had a fucked up...
Times.
Well, four times, actually.
Four times.
But, yeah.
To let you count, no.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
But
the thing is, the thing is, it's like that time zone. You know, like our parents were like, you know, you shouldn't be seen. We shouldn't be in the way. You know, kids are kind of a bother, you know, like too many of them because of the way the system wanted us to multiply so we could sacrifice us in the war. You know, so I'm just getting at, you know, like what was the value of a child anyway at that time? What did you really think you were there for?
It depended on your parents. Know? If your parents were pushing you towards college and telling
from
you
the war, they wanted to live. They didn't want to raise kids, and then the government or the church wanted to have a lot of children.
My parents were probably older than yours. My mom was pushing 40
right.
when I was born. She grew up in a Great Depression and stuff, and they always had like a depressing mental outlook on everything. Everything was like just things are going to be
but
bad
that's
again.
Another reason.
Wait, did they like the Beatles?
That's
I can't
another
remember.
Reason. It's not you. Go ahead.
Did your mom and dad like the Beatles? I can't remember that one.
No,
Aaron.
They were not fans of the Beatles.
But they let me.
I mean, I don't really. I never really knew what their music preferences are. I remember hearing Guy Lombardo and Nat King Cole and stuff. You know, old stuff.
That's what I kind of mean. It's like, you know, like our generation was like we were just being brought up for the war effort, kind of. You know, like trying to be talked into the war that they left. You know, like because the war was continuing and we didn't even know anything else. Like, what was our future, really? You know, back then
I wasn't talked into any war thing. My dad was, he got a redemption or whatever. He had like five kids at the time or four kids when the war came out. And if you were a father with a lot of children, they wouldn't draft you.
Yeah, Ron's parents were like, they were old men.
Yeah,
1950. Ron's got like about 10 brothers and sisters.
1950 and 1970.
And like,
yeah.
And they go back to like 1939, 40. So Ron was very young. He was the youngest of them.
Yeah, that's another point, too. I mean,
no, I was young.
Well,
56
young. Minus 20 is what, 36? Right.
We'll be back in a second. So we'll be about 3 minutes in.
We'll be right back. So, that's just because my parents were like teenagers when we were children. And my dad went out and he ended up joining in 1944. But
join me in the Brian
Roo
Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things in my view affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity.
My dad was born in 1915 and my mom was born in 1917.
Control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Roo Show Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association. When we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. On Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson.
Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And it's round two of showing them what we've got. This is the answers with Why Not, Scott. And we've got Ron on the call with us from Florida. And, interesting how life goes in this world. We are a product of you know, all the things that we've seen, you know, especially, you know, the people that we've, you know, seen what they do. And that's all we kind of know that we can do too. So, you know, what kind of examples do we really have? Like, I don't want to, like, take blame for what this world is like or, you know, the people in it or, you know, what I might be like.
Okay,
I don't
boomer.
Think anybody's sinners. Go ahead. Say
no,
something.
I did. That's a common word for millennials, or a phrase. Okay, boomer. It's like we're the reason that the world is so screwed up. I'm controlling what's going on with climate warming and all that sort of thing, or their jobs. It should be like okay corporations, okay government, because or okay whatever.
Well, what it is it's the time that we're in, you know, like we know better. So as we know better, they have to do more devious things. And it's gotten so complicated that they can't get away with murder anymore.
We know better. We don't know any better. We're being manipulated better is all.
You can't manipulate people anymore. That's what
nonsense.
This alternative is all about.
Oh, BS. You got Fox News.
Are you kidding?
Talking people into all kinds of nonsense, QAnon and all kinds of crap like that. And then you got the Democrats. They don't tell you what's up. They don't keep you informed about what the socialistic Democrats want, which is all good things for everybody in the country. Yeah, you are being manipulated by the news. And
I'm not being manipulated.
Well, maybe you're not.
And
but
really,
I know a lot of people
you
are.
You don't have to be. You don't have to go through any of this hell that they've created.
Not if you have a brain.
Psychology.
You know?
Well, Yeah, and that's kind of the point, is like what you actually do with it. You know, when you're in hell and you've got all this shit against you, you think you might want to fight, but fighting is only going to, you know, turn you into just like them. So the real thing to do is to not let it bother you and to just find what you can do.
Well, that even depends. With all this stupidity. I mean, that depends. If they come after you with violence, you got to answer it with violence right back.
No,
that's
you
how
don't,
it works.
Because
yes,
if you
do.
You or, end up just like them. That's what the game is to get you in hell with them.
No.
Yeah,
that means,
yeah.
That means you wind up dead.
When somebody. No, when so what? It's better than going to hell with these people because you want to kill people because they're killing you.
Do you believe in
vengeance
hell?
Is no fun? No, I think we live forever, so why would we go through hell? Why would we think that these people could talk us into what hell is?
Are you watching the news? Do you watch the news to see what's going on in the world? Things are not getting any better.
I've got 90 hosts here. I listen to these hosts, and I listen to the news, too, and I can see the difference, and I get all of it.
Are you up on that nothing is being done about global warming and that the corporations are like saying we're not going to stop selling oil until it runs out?
That's the next moneymaker.
It's not the next moneymaker. It's been the moneymaker, and it's going to continue to be the moneymaker until the oil reserves run out. Then they'll try to sink their money into something else.
They can't run out.
But before they run
out, no way.
Well,
oil will never run out because there's way more than we could ever get out of the ground.
Whatever.
And there's way more that we have already that we're hiding because we want the price to go up. So we can't even hide it all. That's what the problem is. We're so efficient.
That's not the problem. The problem
is we're using
oil. We don't need oil. We should be investing money
in clean
energy.
We've got more than we need, and it's hard for them to control it. And that's what the problem is. All this shit with him going to Saudi Arabia and stuff is all bull. What's really going on is they're resetting the money system, and they're killing people off at the same time. And they've got everybody paying attention to stupid things, you know, like abortion and crap.
But you know, they do. They are trying to divide people with the abortion nonsense and that sort of thing. But
with everything, black and white, they think that your neighbor's going to hurt you or something. We're buying arms to protect ourselves from each other. This is all ridiculous. They've got us believing, like you said, whatever Fox News tells us. But on alternative, we've got all the answers because we actually have a thought, and it comes from somewhere else, and it doesn't come from man's media. You know, like there's actually something else helping us here get it right. So why would we believe in all this fear-mongering and scare-your-pants-off stuff?
Well, it happens.
Why don't we just focus on the future and just get past all this stupidity? Why haven't we reset the government yet? Like all these governments should be reset. That's what's going to happen next.
Well, you know, you really can't talk about killing off politicians and that sort of thing, but they're all like bought up by the corporations, and nothing's going to change until their source of money dries up.
You make more sense than they do. Money doesn't count. Power doesn't really have any value. If you can't keep people happy, your kingdom is going to take you over. So, you know, there's too many people. So they're either going to kill us off or we're going to end up taking it over. And we have the knowledge. You could take it over. You could do a better job than what Biden is doing right now. He's got to pardon his son from all kinds of crap.
Oh, that's
the way
bullshit.
He well, that's what I'm talking about. It's all a waste of time.
Maybe he did take care of his son. But you know what? I'm not saying Democrats are saints or anything. But are you saying Trump doesn't take care of his?
No.
I don't even think he.
I don't
actually
believe
does.
In anybody that they want to pick for us. I don't want. Go ahead.
I'm gonna put a Trump thing. Once again, I know you're going to accuse me of being a Trump sycophant, but here we go.
I don't care
Trump is freaking innocent because had he done anything or anything
yes,
was not right, he would have been exposed, man. Those people went over him with a fine-tooth freaking comb.
I said that the whole time he was in office. I said
this,
he can't do anything wrong because they're looking at every possibility.
Of the two evil parties going on right now, the Democrats are definitely possessed.
Oh my God! I don't know what world you're living in, or either one of you are living in.
Who?
Jesus Christ! You're telling me that Trump is good? He's a con man. He's a sociopath.
Good businessman for
United. Daddy gave him $400 million when he turned 21 or something. And he's been surrounded by lawyers his whole life. He's a spoiled damn brat.
And he lost all that money right away and he was about to lose his life over how much he owed. And so he owes somebody his life.
Yeah,
he does.
The oligarchs. That's why he's such a Russian fan.
Why would I want anybody that they pick? What we have now is technology, and we all know it, and we could just do it all ourselves. We don't need representation. And the government knows that, too, and they know that their time is limited right now. Like, it's not hard for us to do the programming. We're the ones that do all the work anyway. It's just a matter of organization. They know that we're not organized because they keep getting us to fight each other. So when are we going to realize that we're all the same people?
Well, they don't let that happen because they have their own army. And like when you try to do Occupy Wall Street and stuff like that,
I agree, man. That's what I said. That's a freaking military and army. That's why it's...
Right, but those... Power isn't the strength these days. The strength
of
nonsense. Knowledge.
People don't want to get hurt. They go on their marches. Unless they arm themselves and they actually have a shooting fight with the government with the government troops and whatnot.
With the government, you're going to lose. That's what you're telling me. If the government pulls out a big weapon and says I'm going to shoot you, they can't. So they have to wait for you to.
They have what? They have sonic weapons. They have all kinds of weapons they don't even know about. Infrared weapons that'll blind you.
Yeah, but give me a second. I know all that. What the thing is when they use those weapons, everybody goes against them because that's like the bully trying to say, you're going to bend your knee, you're going to do what I tell you, and you have no choice. Well, that's not living anymore.
Yeah, well, you're probably going to have hear the other option. About. You're probably going to hear about on Fox News, Antifa claims this, that, and the other happened, but it really didn't.
Who cares?
You know?
Right.
So,
they make up everything.
You know, you picking on Fox News. Look, if Fox News is just as obnoxious as freaking CNN, but
it's all a play.
Yeah, it's all a play. Yeah, but they don't talk about Antifa, so you can't be saying much. Unless you're watching this, you can't be making comments about Fox. That ain't fair. Because
what are the people
pro red? The other team's pro blue.
I'm sorry. So, I'll make all the negative Fox comments that I feel like making because I am anti Fox. Sorry about that.
Well,
it doesn't matter. You can play
it
over these. Look. Either one of their narratives.
They're an entertainment channel is how they're licensed. They're not even licensed as a news channel.
All right, look, if the corporation is not your, you know, parents, why would you follow them as like the leaders? Why would you listen to anything that they tell you?
I don't listen. I do listen to mostly Democratic website or TV shows if I watch. But I'm getting really sick of watching them. They're not telling me nothing that's going
to
happen. Because I like to keep
informed. They've been telling me the same thing over and over. Yeah,
and
but
I watch
the same story for 2 years.
And I watch Reddit.
Hasn't changed any.
I watch Reddit. And I see all kinds of other stuff. And I know that the Democrats we have now are not the Democrats we need. And you're never going to get anything decent from a Republican. You're going to the socialized Democrats is what you need to elect. The ones that really care about you and everyone else in the country.
What's happening is they're keeping us from organizing and making it look like it's too complicated, too much money, the wrong people. Nobody can figure out how to, you know, get this to work. when really it's not about like organizing like that. America was about coming together, different types of people, and seeing how much potential we have together.
The only solution I see is a revolution. I mean, you know, you got to kill
not
the
a revolution. When you can make sense, why do you have to fight? If you've got the upper hand of the truth, or you know the knowledge of like
because
how
people,
you could do it
people
better,
are not going to let up their money. They're
fight?
Not going to give up their money. And if you want to get their
they
money,
they have no choice.
They do
I don't
have
want
a choice.
Their money.
They have too many lawyers.
It's like
you're never going to get their
it's
money.
Not about lawyers.
It's going to turn into a physical
even,
altercation
even,
type
you
deal.
You can't even get a court hearing right now because you got to wait years for it. So it's not about law. What it's about is there's too many rules. There's not enough money. It doesn't work for everyone. And this type of
yeah,
system
there
is
enough
wrong.
Money. The corporations like, don't pay any taxes.
It's not about money. It's about
yeah, it is
living.
About money.
You know, like where
it's
is life if it's all about money?
And who's stealing the money? We're not
well,
getting the money.
Who made money up?
It ain't trickling down to us. The rich people made a lot of money.
Yes, but
the corporations made a lot of money. Look
and
at
Democrats. And Democrats making
yeah,
that money.
Yeah, but the focus.
Is horseshit.
By the time we get past money to actually, you know, make some sense that they can't refute because they don't make any sense. By the time we get to somewhere where, you know, people start to see what makes sense, you know, we could be like fighting in the streets and stuff. But instead, we should be able to make some sense these days.
I don't think we need to be fighting in the streets against each other. I think we need to go after the rich and take them down and just restart the government.
We need to come up with a better life. We need a better way of living that we haven't come up with yet.
The same, you know, at
the
same time, we can't do that.
The fondling fathers did it.
We can't do that on our own. We can't just have like an internal revolution to turn our own government over and still not
no,
have some sort
could,
of control in our government.
We have,
or we'll be attacked.
We have caught them. We have caught them at everything that they can do wrong. And right now, they're forgiving all the criminals and putting the good people in jail that say anything about the criminals. You know, so this.
Well, I think that's true. I think that's a fear factor. They are. They're. It's like the assignment in Batman. They're letting the mentally ill people out. And but anyway, it's just part of the fear factor. And I want to say that about the letting with this like this no bail release type of deal. It's just an experiment, and it's also and at the same time, it's just a cause fear, and that's what Fox is pushing, and that's what CNN is going along with. That's because that's their narrative, you know. So they're playing both sides, making people, some people fear. So, I don't know. It's just another division.
Well, meanwhile, I'm still afraid of COVID. That's my main thing right now. I still wear my mask every time I go to the store.
Well, here you go. I was disappointed today because on the Phillies had a celebration of the 1980 championship team, and Mike Schmidt didn't make it, okay, because he just got diagnosed with COVID last night, so he quarantined. He couldn't make it. You know, and Pete Rose was there. Pete Rose made his first appearance in a Major League Baseball stadium.
How's he look?
He looked old, slightly senile, but not really. But he's having a good time, and he seemed like you know, Pete Rose.
Still in shape?
He walking, talking, you know, eating. He looked like a real person, and old, but nonetheless, it warmed my heart to see him. But anyway, but Mike Schmidt like really pushed for him to get back and get into the Hall of Fame and stuff. And Mike Schmidt can't make it because he got diagnosed with COVID last night. But Mike Schmidt, he did a real time, you know, video, you know, just to be part of the celebration. He spent like about 2 minutes. My point here is he looked effing great. So he's got COVID. He diagnosed with it. He looks great. I'm not sure what's saying. You've been vaxxed, right? So you know, like, you know what they're all saying. Oh, if you're vaxxed, it's not as bad. Well, there you go. So you got nothing to worry about. If Mike Schmidt's like freaking 70 or 80, it's like you can survive it if you get it. So take the mask off and live. That's what I'm signing here.
Not me. I'll avoid it as much as I can, especially on a plane or in a crowd. But I'm not that really big on a mask. If I'm near you, I won't have a mask on. Or my relatives in PA, I won't wear a mask. But I'll take my chances then, but not in day-to-day life.
Well, I wish I could talk you out of that one, because it's like the mask doesn't really do anything.
I don't care. My friend, I have a workmate at work. His name's Scott also. He's like he's about 60 or 58 or something. He caught COVID, and he's been off for the last 4 or 5 days, and he never takes off when he's sick. So he's fucked up.
He got the flu. Then don't curse. Just think about it, you know?
Yeah.
Be somewhat conscious. Anyway, so, I mean, something, it's like the flu. I'm not saying it's not real, but, you know, it most likely killed all the weak people. That's what they intended it to do anyway, in my opinion. So, I don't know. What's worse that happens if you get it, man? You just get immunity to it.
What's the worst that can happen? Well, you can die.
I don't know. Like Biden, he looks like he's already dead, and he just got it.
He's disappointing. He's a doddering old man. He shouldn't.
Yeah, I would think.
Sanders is much more on the ball than Biden is, and yeah. Sanders got screwed out of his nomination this year again.
It's over now.
I mean, of course it's over now, but I have a memory, and that pisses me off.
We're at the point where we may not have any more elections because it's just such a scam.
Not if Trump gets in again. That's for sure.
That's just the opposite. Trump. Where did you come up with these ideas that Trump was going to go?
Why are we talking about politics?
Because
like, who cares?
He said first. He started it.
I know, but why even talk about these people? Like, if Hillary runs again, who gives
Trump's,
a hell?
Right, Trump's
you know,
not
like what they're going to do. They're gonna pick whatever they want for the last ones that screw with our minds. And what do we care? Because we're not supposed to be represented from these people. We're supposed to represent ourselves. And that's where we're really at. We're supposed to have like a third party where the people just don't play these games anymore. None of the above.
You
know, like, why isn't it us?
You can't have a third party because there's nobody backing it with money.
It's not about a third party. I'm talking about the people in America don't want parties anymore. They don't want to be a part of some group that you have group thing and you don't get a choice. And then you have all these people that are sitting here fighting a war of who's worse than who to pick. And it's like, why should we be fighting a war over who we're going to pick? Why are we doing any of this stuff? Why don't we just pick the right person from all the people in America for the job, somebody that cares about each other?
Well, that's a good thought, but it's never going to happen.
Well, that's the way it should happen, and it shouldn't be about money, and it shouldn't be about power or somebody that you know. It shouldn't be influence. It should be somebody that's like cares about others.
Right,
that's right,
who
right.
Should really be there.
Right, empathetic.
So until
altruistic,
we change it to
that's
something
what you need.
That's real, all we have is like a cartoon. And then, you know, you're sitting here fighting over a cartoon. It's not even real. And then it's a dead world. And on top of that, it's killing everything. And then you're supporting it with the most budget ever for war. So, you know, what kind of people are we? And we're going to sit here and fight each other next. Like, let's go buy some protection, some armor, you know, and some guns and bullets. And let's see who gets hurt.
I think we're waiting for the next world war. The smart people will survive.
No, we're not.
And then dumb ones will not. But
why would you want to spend our whole future on a war instead of, like, you know, growing things and there's enough for everyone?
Oh, I don't want to.
Like,
when do we stop killing everything?
It's not. What's going to happen is we're going to stop killing everything because I'll bet you or anybody can't come up with a reason why we're going to war, why we're resetting the system, why they don't want us around, why did the vaccine fail us? Come on. Do you have any answers for that?
Because there's no reason to go to war. There's absolutely no freaking reason because it's all this stuff.
And there's no reason to reset it. And it's all because they want us to all be renters and be happy with owning nothing. Just like they say. Why would you allow it? Why wouldn't you just start a new world?
Allow
having nothing and being happy.
Allow a third world war? No, I'm just saying that's probably what's going to happen. But I really hope people start getting their shit together. But I'm not counting on it. Better.
If we go to war, we're just as bad. We deserve the hell we get, and we don't get out of hell until war is ended on the planet.
I'm not rooting for a war. I'm just saying that probably is the outcome eventually.
We have to stop it. This
why?
People are going to start
be better people.
No, people are going to start
realize that. That Russia was a friend, or China was actually supplying us. Why are we even fighting? And why are the governments in our way? Why can't the people, which are the majority, take the governments and say, look, it's up to us instead of you? Why do these people have privilege when everybody is created the same?
Nobody's stopping the oil companies from their job of ruining the earth.
But we can.
Yes, but we're not. That's not going to happen. And eventually we're going to have a war because people are going to be fighting over water and their land is going to start disappearing because the ocean will be getting bigger and there's going to be more fires. The world's going to be fucked up.
This is an illusion. Excuse me. And what it really is like there's not that much going wrong, and they've got us believing that we're going to all die. And the real truth is they can't put an illusion that big out. America's a big place. There's a lot of people here. There's a lot of grocery stores, and they're not empty in the shelves. We don't even know if something's really going on yet, but they've got us all believing it's the end of the world already.
I don't believe it's already, but it's eventually going to happen the way things are moving along.
It can't happen.
Oh, yes, it can.
Man will never end the world because it's not up to man. You know, like that's how dumb we are. We actually think power and money is what controls things.
No,
it couldn't be that we care about each other.
Man will end man. The world will go on.
Why?
Don't
you think there's more people that care about somebody than people that want to hurt someone?
I don't know. I hope so. I want to get I want Star Trek to happen. I want that to be the human race. I want to be able to travel in space and go to places and, you know, stay healthy longer and have a longer life and better medical care and everything. And
do what they think. I
want the utopia of that. I mean, we should strive for.
Well, you got to get past the oligarchs. You got to get past the people that think they're chosen. You got to get past that guy on the throne.
They're the guys in control. What are you going to do? I mean, if it's not a revolution
control.
Or something,
it's a belief system. It's a belief system, and belief has a lie in the middle of it. So when you really look at all this religion and government and all the stuff they made up, it's all evil. And then when you look at how much they stole from everyone, they're actually in debt to us. So if you actually, did something about it,
we'd all be
living for free for the next 100 years because they owe us everything.
Stopping the economy or refusing ever to do anything or pay your bills or anything?
Changing where the money goes. Change where the profit goes.
Who does
that? They live off of our sweat, you know?
Who does
that? We could change it into something else.
How?
They don't have to live off of it.
How?
Because we could just fire all these people at the top that are bleeding us dry and not even doing anything for
how?
It.
How?
Well, we could just fire and replace.
They are not
only,
so special.
Only the positions that need really to be there. There's so much fat.
Who picks a queen?
Who picks these
rulers? Who picks anybody that's over somebody else and can control someone else's life? Where did the creator make up a world that it's supposed to be like this? You're supposed to have unalienable rights that you can't take away. It's not up to man. It's up to a creator. So our fault is that we believe in man. And you're complaining about what man can do to you. If there's a creator, man doesn't exist. Man doesn't care. You know, like why would I care about what man thinks if man can't come up without a tie his shoes? in a situation like
this. Well, you're not going to convert everybody into your way of thinking. So the world's going to stay just the way it is.
I'm saying that's the time we're in, when we realize that we don't need representation because we're all standing on our own. Why do we need somebody to stand for us? We have communication now. It's supposed to solve everything. We could just, instantly talk to people all over the world. Why do we have a government at all right now? Like, how did it last this long? Like, can't we have everybody working for themselves if we actually came up with the plan?
I can answer that. The government has lasted this long because any kind of rebellion has always been met with violence. The government has not...
Yeah, but you never tried not fighting. You always want to fight. Did you ever try just outthinking these people? They think that if they're so educated and they paid for it, and you can't compete. And the truth is, you don't need all their education and books. You just need a thought in your mind that's for everyone.
That would be true, I guess. But the truth, reality was, they gave us the voting booth to take our so we could express our opinions.
But we know how that works now.
Can't trust
how
that.
How about we come up with a better voting system that works?
I think people like just need to...
Our smartphone is supposed to be so smart. How could it not be?
I think you could fix it pretty simple by every office in the Senate and Congress and the presidency, vice president, blah, 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 everywhere. You can't make it... Like, that's your salary, man. That's what you're making. And, like, you know what? And that's your freaking salary. Mm-hmm. And anybody within, like, with any relative or friends,
If you can't vote, you don't get a raise. If you don't get a choice or if you don't get a say, they're not going to give you anything. They're going to take everything.
Term limits, and you can't make any money out of this, and your freaking relatives can't.
I think we should overhaul everything right now. We should all decide together what would work and then come up with a system that can't screw.
I would trust a representative. If other people, because once again, I don't mind the vote, I'll go along with other people's, what they come up with, I'll have to go along with
it,
right?
If it's fair and if you can trust the vote. Like, what if you had a system that you could check your vote? What if you could go and check it and make sure it didn't get changed?
What do you think of Citizens United?
I never heard of it.
You never heard Citizens United? Maybe you should look it up.
Maybe you should just give me a quick synopsis.
Well, it means that anybody can donate any amount of money they want to any political organization or candidate that they want to. And that did not used to be the way it was allowed to happen.
I hate it already. There's no donations in politics anymore. That's done. Okay, when I'm king of the effing world, that's done.
Well, you're wrong.
It's like you're starting out of money a lot. They're all getting equal time.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
No,
they're not.
No, we should change it. That's the point, is it's like a big war, and it's all about the money and who's pushing the advertising and who gets airtime, and all of this is wrong. Like, it's not about these people's selfishness of who's better than who that we're going to pick anymore. We should come up with somebody that will actually fix the problems instead of these buffoons that just like to talk about it.
If someone has a good idea, it will resonate. Okay, just as well as when they
push
their narrative agendas. You know, I mean, they brainwash you. You know, if it resonates, then you love it. Then you'll get something done. When you're freaking brainwashed.
Well, why are not you guys Bernie Sanders fans?
Well, you see, first off, he's old. He's freaking. I can't take. And I'll tell you what. I'm glad you asked that. I love Bernie. You know, I kind of still have a place for him in my heart. But the truth is, when he wussed out the freaking Hillary and the DNC out in California, I just said, can't be my freaking leader. You know, I can't. He sat there so sorry. This is not a game. Yeah.
Like, we want something real.
It's a money game. They were going to mess him up financially if he would have done it, I'm guessing. I can't see how else could they have had a problem with it. Why
do we have a bunch of criminals that we're picking from that can afford to ruin somebody that they want to? Like, what kind of a system is this that we can't get somebody that'll actually do something for everyone else?
It's a messed up system. I'll say. I mean, it ain't going to get better until you get money out of politics. You ain't going to
exactly
get government.
The bone they threw us is you can vote the election, and that's so corrupt. It's like it's all messed up.
Well, you're condoning them screwing you. That's what the voting system is.
You got to get rid of
it. It's actually illegal. It's in the 14th Amendment. It says it's illegal.
You have to get rid of the Electoral College. You have to get rid of Citizens United. And you have to get rid of gerrymandering. And maybe the elections will get better.
What's gerrymandering?
What does it mean?
They pick the lines in the county so that they can get the best votes for the person they want to keep in.
I got it.
All right, so the joke is they do it every year, and it's like they've been staying in office for their lifetime. It should be a grid pattern, little grids everywhere.
That's an answer, man. I don't care if there's 10 people in that grid. That's the vote for that
grid. It shouldn't be different parties. We got to get rid of these, you know. It's a donkey. It's an ass. You know?
It should be a grid. You don't get to draw your lines. It's a grid. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. I mean, and we got to get rid of this Electoral College that can decide, well, we don't really agree with this vote. We're going to go the other way. Fuck that. You can't have an Electoral College that can change the vote. That's not right.
Well, none of this is right, and they didn't give us something that would work, and they gave us something that we would argue about the rest of our lives. So really, why would we even do any of it? Why wouldn't we come up with something you don't need to argue about? Everybody knows how it works. You don't have to confuse everyone. Why are you hiding anything? You know, so why do we have a system that everything's hidden from us and nobody knows what's going on?
Once again, rich people don't like you to know what's going on. Well, yeah. Well, how do you get that to happen?
It's got to end. Because it's criminal. All of this is criminal. And even the judges and all the people that play have to be changed.
I'm saying, how do you do it?
By us coming up with a new council, which somebody stole my idea and is playing with it, you know? But it's like we should be the ones that judge these uppity-ups whether or not they get paid. You know, if they don't do what we want that month, they don't get paid.
I can't disagree with you, but I can't see how it's going to be made to become a reality.
Well, we should be like a jury, and we should be the peers over these idiots that think they're in charge of something.
We should be, but how do you make it happen?
Cell phone
vote. Just get a group of people that you trust that you know do it for everyone instead of themselves. It can't be bought off. You know, people that maybe are retired that don't need the money. I don't know. Somebody that's old enough that wouldn't play that game and sell their soul because they're about to go. You know, these people have been there so long, they're possessed. We have the worst bunch of idiots that we can get because they will do things that'll kill everybody else and everybody's going to get hurt. And if you look at Biden, we're all going to hell right now. He's going to take us with him.
Well, he's not making
Isn't that what you see?
Biden's going to take us to hell?
Yes, because if we go to war, we're all going to hell.
Do you think you're going to pay your taxes? Wait. Who are we going to war with? I must have missed something.
You're playing with China right now with Pelosi.
Oh, that's...
Or should I say Pelosi?
Whatever. What kind of derogatory name you want to give her. I really can't think of why a war would happen. I think they're just both like rattling swords or posturing
or whatever.
Because
they want us to believe that we're at war. If they could get us to believe that Eurasia is at war, then we're all going to have to pay.
Yeah, that's
right. And if we keep paying for war, if we pay for war, we're going to hell with these idiots.
Well, nobody,
this is not a time of war.
Nobody's
we're
afraid
not
of that
supposed
right now.
To fight. What if that commandment, thou shalt not kill, actually meant that? You're not allowed to kill each other.
Well, then I'd say it's been breached many times.
Yeah, so why have we been confused all this time that we didn't know, you know, that we can't kill?
Well, we've been brainwashed. We just haven't, like, followed the rules. It's like, yeah, okay.
So the government and religion are allowing us to kill each other. Our God on the throne is saying that, you know.
The government, I don't know. They're shady to begin with. Religion, oh, yeah. But you got the priests fucking little kids up the butt.
Oh, come on. You don't even have to put that in people's minds. You wouldn't tell that to your customers, would you?
Oh, man,
jeez. I got to clean my head now.
I'm sorry, but religion is meaningless to me. I just think
actually,
it's,
this is your test. Like, I would love to have you on the show. That's the only problem I have. And I love that you're, what are you, a Democrat?
Socialist Democrat.
I'm a Democrat.
You actually think you're one of these parties, right?
Well,
I'm not a Republican.
I would love people to explain parties to me. All my life, I've never gotten it. I wouldn't be any of these things.
I can't. I'm not really a party because I'm socialist. I'm not really a socialist, but. Because I know there can be a bad socialist country, like
do we actually have any choices now?
But some of the social democratic party countries are doing really well. The Scandinavians, I mean, they have a great healthcare system, great college and whatnot, and you have the NHS in the UK. And I talk to UK people all the time, and they love it. They think it's great. And they think our system over here is a joke. But that's just my life experience talking. So anyway, our country is not dealing with how it should deal with the citizens. We're fucked up. Anyway. Sorry.
I'm going to talk for a second, guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's up to you, Scotty.
He can't control himself. He's just knucklehead.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
Like this, I got this opinion.
Levittown,
I don't know. I'm pretty stoned, guys, and I'm controlling myself. So here we go. So it's like a snake oil salesman. This is my opinion of what war's about right now. All right. So the government sells you a story. Okay. Right now they're showing pictures of the Chinese doing exercises. You know, the Chinese saying, like, you MFers, we will get you, we'll fab, right? And you got this war going on in the Ukraine. So we're getting involved, okay? Point being, so the government says we're going to supply Ukraine with weapons. We need more money. We're sending a billion, right? They keep on claiming billions and billions. Truth is, right, this war is not probably as badass as we think it is, okay? And they're probably only shooting $100 million worth of weapons off, and they're pocketing the other freaking $299.9 billion. Got it? You know.
They get twice the money for the weapons in the black market. So
I'm just saying, when they're asking for $30 billion, they're probably only sending or firing off maybe like about $100 million. Or let's just say
we wouldn't know.
Yeah, and the rest of the money.
And they
just
won't give us any oversight, even though they asked for it.
Right. So, this joke that they're like China firing missiles over Taiwan. This stuff is just it's all show, man. And what happens is anyway, it's money. It's about money because they ask for more money and then they pocket pretty much like 90% of it. Yeah, think because you watch Fox and
it's
you
about
watch freaking CNN, there's a war going on. You really think there's a war and spread a nuclear war? I mean, this stuff is a freaking TV show.
No,
all our lives have
business as usual.
big money, big money. It's like, we're just going to take $30 billion. We're going to enhance the Pacific Fleet. We're going to put another freaking whatever. I'm saying, these people shake hands with each other and sick.
Well, they're not talking about the price of gas, right, when they're running the big war machine.
Well, it's like, it's funny that Biden has all that investment in energy, you know, with his kid all over the freaking world, you know. And it's like, this guy is freaking mega. He's built an empire. He's like the crookedest president we ever had.
Oh, no, you're wrong, Scott. He rides the train home every night.
Anyway, he
stays home. He doesn't even go to the Capitol.
I know. I'm just saying, we've never had a whore like this in the White House. This guy, that's how. What could the world possibly think of us?
He sits on his porta pot every day, just sitting there in his porta pot. But he has a suit on it's the top half of his body, and
it's like Scotty was saying. It's like they're shooting missiles. And it's all entertainment. And really, I'd like to ask the question of, you know, Mr. Faloopsie. I want to know how many, you know, offenses he has, because he just hit somebody, you know. And I think it's 3 offenses and you go to jail for life in California.
Wait, the real scoop on that guy, supposedly, is he had freaking cocaine. He had all kinds of good
stuff. But there's people that are going to jail in California for stealing sneakers as a 3rd offense.
So there is.
That's how bad the law is there. Like, it's your 3rd offense. It doesn't matter how much. You go to jail for life. And they've been talking about that law recently. And it's interesting that Paloopsie ended up getting away with it. And then they couldn't let him off because the cars were both totaled and the guy might have got hurt or something. You know,
he's
off. Like they were going to let him off.
He got off. He had his trial. They kept him real quiet.
Yeah, I know. They let him go anyway.
Yeah, they should land him back in the States if they didn't take the trial.
Yeah, my point is that he should be in jail for life. Like, that's the difference between, you know, these people that have money. And what's he doing? He's over there, you know, making deals with the chip manufacturers, the biggest, like, market on the planet right now. So it's all about business. It has nothing to do with war. So war is second to business. And business is doing a reset. So that's why they're telling us you're going to be happy and own nothing. Because they're going to buy everything. And it doesn't matter how much it costs. Like, they don't care about the price of things. They're just going to buy everything.
I'm ready
they
with the program.
They print the money anyway.
I'm there. I made it. I own nothing and I'm happy. So I made it.
That's the way all of us are. You think we have something. But when you look at your assets, they're really owned by the public. You know, like all your receipts go back to the government. It's their assets. You know, like in a time of war, they just claim all their assets. It doesn't matter. You think that you're stocked up for war or for whatever, famine. They're going to be able to claim them and control the town anyway.
Well, I got to say, I don't feel like slicing my wrist. I'm humored.
They used to be laughing at these people. They actually think they're in power. There's no power here. Because if the Bible and the other books say walk away, it's really up to you whether or not you go through all this shit that they're putting us through.
There's always a way. They're in power, but not for me. I'm not going to spend any time really thinking about them on my free time.
Only because of what you need.
If I do land out on the street, well, then I'll probably be thinking about them with harsh feelings. But other than that, I'm just hoping somebody hears my words. It's like, you know, if you just help your neighbor and make somebody smile today, you know, and it's like, and if that spreads down the line, maybe everybody will just like say, you know what, why are we listening to the government? Let's fix this thing.
You're telling us to hurt each other.
Nobody gets hurt, man. Nobody gets hurt.
But that's the problem, is like, if we don't want to fight, they really can't make a fight anymore. You know, so there's no, like, we know too much to to believe this game that they could. They've been playing this since we were little boys, you know, like we almost got sent to Vietnam. Like you said, with a jungle of lions.
Oh, I saw the footage, yeah. Man. Just these tigers, yeah. Dragon guys and stuff. Oh,
I was so relieved
about that part of the war. Go ahead, Ron. You were so relieved.
Yeah, that well, we escaped the draft. It's I like, know. Oh my God. And my main fear was, what am I going to eat? I don't.
They're gonna eat you. Yeah, the MREs weren't that good back then.
I didn't know what they ate, and I was a very picky eater, and I mean vegetables were like not my thing, and they're still not.
Weren't they like peanut butter and jelly? That's how your diet, peanut butter jelly.
I can live on it. I'll bet you.
Yeah, I remember.
Peanuts are good for everything.
I got to tell you, I ate over Ron's house probably like, I don't know, 10 times, 20 times. You know, but my point, Ron, your mom was the best cook. And I'm telling you what, she was, anyway. And I'd go over to eat, and she'd be making Ron like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. He'd be reheating a piece of pizza. And she'd just be complaining about Ron, like, he doesn't eat anything. I'd be laughing because, like, I got like four meals over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, the chili!
You see that kind of thing? That's what I grew up with. That kind of fucking degradation. My whole life. That's not good for you.
You see, you fought it your whole life. You've been fighting. That's what you're saying.
I thought you said farted for a second.
Farted. Yes. It's... Things actually.
But the
joke is like maybe you should stop fighting and it wouldn't be so hard. But like, it's really not about a fight.
No.
Like that's what they talked us into.
Well, I'm not going to go to the grave site and argue with anybody.
You don't want to argue in the next world too.
I can get into a fight anytime in my life if I want to.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm shocked. I'm fucking shocked. I can't believe you said excitement. That, Scott.
I'm just saying. Your last chance. Oh,
wow. I'm just saying. So
if you want to fight, you can always have a fight.
I'll jump into this one, or I'll just. I never start them.
Just want to enjoy the night. Yeah, I think you're all about getting laid. I think that's why you're good.
No, that's yeah, right. Yeah.
You don't think that's why you're so nice to like your princess?
You know, I would hate to think that I'm that shallow, but I am. Like,
that I might guess that.
I don't know.
I think it's what's important in life is like being comfortable, and they're the most comfortable thing on the planet, right? Ron would agree.
I must have dazed out. What is comfortable?
Women are comfortable.
Yes, I agree. Well, no, not totally, but at times they are comfortable. They can be. Yeah, but yeah.
In the beginning, they are.
They come with fucking.
They come with.
Sorry, I'm done.
You got like 4 minutes at the
when
most.
They come, they shake the house.
Really sorry. I just can't control my.
I wish you could. I think it's funny, actually. It's like, you know, you do all these people in the daytime, you know, work. If you get paid for it, you can handle it. You don't lose it on customers.
No, well,
right?
You know, when I'm doing it at work, I'm not sitting there drinking vodka iced tea.
Alcohol. Alcohol, man, it's not good.
There it is.
And weed and Xanax. I mean,
oh, it all helps.
So yeah. Helps. But what it does is
can't control it. That's what it helps. When you can't control it, something else is in control.
Yeah, you're like demon possessed.
And this kind of stuff happens all the time with me. Like, all kinds of stuff is going on in this world right now. We can't control it. And there's like times. Can you control it?
Yeah, I'm the king of fuck, which makes me the fucking.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, you should be the
You're
one.
You're the king of fuck.
Can't control how many. Yeah.
Fuck, Ron. Come on, dude.
He's
what?
All
no.
about,
I'm the fuck.
He's all about the future.
The king of fuck.
He's out there.
F-U-H, right?
He's far out.
The king of fuck. Okay. That sounds vulgar, no matter how you say it.
Yeah, exactly. Can't help it.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just
yourself on the answers. When can you?
Bro,
yes,
the
answer 2 minutes to clear up
right.
your problem.
The answer is, don't drink alcohol.
Making up an excuse to say
yes,
a foul
can't
word.
Control it.
Control yourself. That's the answer.
Yeah, but nobody guessed it until the night when he told everyone. So it was for you that he revealed.
Oh, I knew. I knew. Me and Ron have the greatest.
Oh, I knew.
When he mixes chemical with alcohol, it's the best. These are legendary things in my mind. Anyway,
I'm amazed that we got through it. And I can see the difference, you know, between being spirited at night and being in control during the day with customers. You gotta keep the job. And you gotta be able to drive to work doing that. So what a world. We're all under control and we all do what we have to. And we let go when we can. And this is life. What can you say about it? It's what Leave It Town does to you. So was Leave It Town a real Truman story, Ron? Was it like the Truman?
I wouldn't ask Ron anything, but go on.
Leave It Town is like a meme. No.
Yeah, but you know the Truman story. It's like he was in a town. They were all actors, and the town was all made up. And Levittown was like made up after the war, you know,
to make it more habitable to the poor veterans, I think. But anybody can fly.
Or to give us more fodder for the war in Vietnam. So we'll be back. Enjoy it all.
I guess.
We got
I think it was real. I like living there. I like growing up there. As you get old and go away.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what...